Welcome to cPanel's official podcast. On a bi-weekly basis, our host, technical writer Lindsay White, will interview cPanel experts on a wide range of user-related topics.
Welcome back to the cPanel podcast. My name is Lindsay and I'm your host. Today, I will be interviewing Jim Walker, CTO of TVC.net at HostingCon 2011 in San Diego, California. Hi, Jim.
Hey, Lindsay. How are you doing?
Okay. I'd like to start off to basically, could you explain, you know, how you use cPanel and what is your relationship with cPanel? I know that you're a user.
Yeah. I mean, we've been in the hosting company business for about 15 years, and we've been using cPanel for over 5 of those years. I have to tell you, it's made a big difference in the quality of service that we provide to our clients. I mean, particularly the cost. I mean, because you have this easy-to-use control panel. When a client has a question, you're able to answer it quickly, so you're not really required to hire, I guess you could say, you don't have to hire as large a staff because the control panel makes it so much easier for the clients to work on their websites and do things like check their statistics and add their email accounts without our help. You know, back in the 90s, we used to have to do that stuff manually.
Have you had a good experience with support at cPanel?
cPanel support's pretty amazing. I mean, I would say that on average in the past year that their support times have gone down to about less than 10 minutes.
Oh, wow.
So now maybe some of the questions we ask aren't as complicated, but it's a pretty amazing because occasionally we'll send in a question that we just simply can't figure out. And the cPanel guys will pop up, 5 minutes, boom, done. And not only that, they usually provide a nice explanation. Yeah. So over time, their explanations help us improve our business.
Nice. Have you taken advantage of the forums and what are your thoughts on that? Is it a good,
is
it a good medium?
Oh, yeah. All the cPanel guys here know me by name.
Yeah.
So I've been meeting them because of some of my forum posts about cPanel. Because, you know, I'm in business. I'm a business, and I need quality service for the software that I am paying for. And I'm paying for this.
Yes.
And as a result, I go to the forums, and I ask some pretty pointed questions.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that majority of the time, these guys really go out of their way to answer. And if there's an issue that can't be resolved today, they're pretty good about describing, well, we've got that on our roadmap, or we're going to have work on that X number of days out. And the community's really nice, too, because when I ask a question, a lot of times I'll get feedback from other hosting companies
or
professionals.
Sharing.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
Okay. How receptive have they been to new feature requests and suggestions, that sort of thing?
Well, I think through the forums and their support channels, I think the cPanel guys are on top of stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I hate to point a perfectly rosy picture. cPanel's not perfect.
Yeah.
But normally when there's a problem, like we've had some security problems in the past a couple years back, cPanel, once they get alerted of it, they take care of it.
They
fix stuff. Okay. It almost seems like cPanel's gotten to a point of level of maturity where everything works well, and now they're just adding features. And not always are they the greatest features, but they put effort into it.
They're constantly improving.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. How long have you been using cPanel?
Well, like I mentioned, it's over 5 years. It might even be up in nearly 10 years since like cPanel version 1.0 was out.
Oh, wow. So you're a long time user.
Yeah, well, since 97 or so is when we started our hosting business.
Yeah.
So when cPanel came out, it was like, hey, guys, this is really cool. Let's check it out.
Yeah, makes my life easier.
Yeah. And so it was reasonably priced at the time, and we tried it, and like I said, been really happy with it since.
Either here at HostingCon or other places, do you meet people that you have talked to in the forums?
Oh, yeah.
You meet all the time?
All the time. The guy has to kind of point themselves out, but I've met a few people that have been in the forums because a lot of the hosting companies are pretty aggressive.
Yeah.
And it's not, and I guess you could say that the hosting business is competitive on the outside.
It is.
But cooperative on the inside.
Yeah.
And I talk to people all the time about what their solutions are, and 90% of the time, they'll tell me everything about how their business is, the difficulties they've been having in ramping up products.
Oh, so they're pretty open about it.
What's interesting is we all have the same issues.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing. We all have the same issues.
So even though you're competing, you can still,
shoot
the breeze.
Because I laugh.
Yeah.
I say, always use the term, well, you're preaching to the choir.
Yeah.
Because been there, done that.
Mm-hmm.
You went through your BPS buildup. We did the same thing, you know. We had these issues. Oh, yeah, we had the same issues. So,
cool.
It's kind of neat.
That is neat. The cPanel podcast, we kind of, our audience is website owners primarily. So I guess I would like to ask is, what do website owners get out of using cPanel? Not just the hosting companies. I mean, how does it make their lives easier? And, I mean, what do you think has, been the impact for end users?
Well, there are a lot of competing cPanel-like options in the world, a number of control panels. Truthfully, I think cPanel is really taking the lead. They are really, I believe, number one in the control panel business. There are a few others out there, but cPanel's really ramped up their support levels and the quality of their service up to a point where the other control panel companies, I don't know if they've given up, or whether they just figure business as usual. We're just going to do what we can do, but we're not going to try to compete with cPanel.
Yeah.
It's interesting because I've tried different control panels. I really, as of today, I don't really think there are any other control panels out there that a person can log into and really be able to do all the things that you can with cPanel.
Would you describe it as an intuitive interface for users?
I think it's been developed over time.
Okay.
People complain in the forums and otherwise, and I think cPanel is pretty good about implementing improvements in the interface and just making it slicker and keeping up with, HTML, whatever the latest version is. They seem to be pretty good about that.
So you think we've made some progress between when you first started using it
Okay. If you look at the control panels from 2005 to today, they don't even look the same anymore, obviously.
Oh, wow.
So there's been vast improvements. But interestingly enough, the features haven't really changed that much. It's all the good standard features that an end user would need. Clients have everything they need all in one place.
Yeah. Why did you decide to attend HostingCon?
Well, HostingCon's a great experience because other HostingCons is the same way. You get to meet other hosting company operations and kind of get an idea what the competition's doing.
Yeah.
I mean, that is really the advantage of HostingCon.
Yeah.
I think most people, though, would say that networking is really the main focus.
Me,
personally, I'm all about talking to people and getting to know what their infrastructure is and where they're at in the game.
Yeah.
I mean, we're all roughly in an even playing field. I mean, there's cloud hosting and VPS hosting. They're all just different forms of technology, but they all do the same thing. Clients want the same thing.
Yeah.
They want customer service. They want reliability. They want good uptime. They want those three things. It doesn't matter whether it's the cloud or whether it's at hosting company X with a VPS or a shared server. They just want those things.
Okay.
So HostingCon's really good, though, to talk about the future and some of the evolving things that are happening in the industry. They kind of give us all, a moment to kind of take a breath and get an understanding of what we're all doing. Because in a vacuum, most of us hosting companies, we live in a dark room.
Yeah.
You know, we look around, we Google our competitors and see what they're doing. But truthfully, until we actually get in a setting like this, we really don't know. We really don't have a full understanding of what our competitors are doing, where we stand in the industry, pricing-wise, philosophy-wise.
Yeah.
So these are good things to do.
Okay. And when did your company start web hosting?
Well, back in the late 90s, we started.
Okay.
Yes, around in the 97 period.
Okay.
And we actually started, I previously worked for a previous hosting company. That's the way we all usually
work. I've
way
heard
back,
that story.
Yeah, back in the 90s, we all kind of work at one of the 1.0 version hosting companies, which the customer service was kind of marginal. It was big costs and everything like that. And I, when I started my business, it was pretty much, I can do better. I mean, I can do better customer service. I can hire people and I can work with them direct and really make this a usable and fun business to be in.
Okay.
And so for the past 15 odd years, that's what I've been doing. I mean, pretty much 24/7. I think I did take a couple weeks vacation for my honeymoon. I think I did do that.
Wow. that's dedication. I don't know. Are you using Encompass at all? Or is that...
Encompass is an interesting product because it's Windows and we're not a big Windows shop anymore.
Okay.
We were at one time and we've sort of transitioned away from it for a variety of reasons. Truthfully, the main reason is most of our techs are most proficient with Linux.
Yeah.
But Encompass does have some value, and because of the quality of cPanel support, my tech guys keep talking about it. We keep bringing it up. But when are we going to bring up an Encompass server or two? When are we going to try this out? And I guess it's a matter of it will happen. We're looking forward to trying Encompass because what I know from cPanel is that if we get into trouble, if we have any issues, I know cPanel's going to back that up.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the same support, so
you're
in good hands. Okay, and finally, I wanted to ask, are you going to be able to make it to the cPanel conference
in
October?
That's in Texas? Where is that?
It's going to be in Austin.
Oh, it's in Austin, Texas.
In Austin.
I did make it last year, so we'll see.
Oh, okay.
HostingCon was important for me for obvious reasons. So you guys just run your business too well. It's I feel like if I go to cPanel conference, I'm just going to hear the same old thing, And I'm just comfortable enough with cPanel. I don't feel the need to go there and beat some, crack some heads and get things done.
That's cool. Well, Jim, thank you for speaking with us today.
All right, thank you,
Lindsay. I appreciate
it.
And we hope you enjoy the rest of your time at HostingCon 2011.
Thank you.
And listeners, tune in next time for more helpful information direct from cPanel.
If you have a topic idea, please email us at podcast@cpanel.net. podcast@cpanel.net. And we may incorporate it into a future show. Join us in 2 weeks for a new episode of cPanel's official podcast.